Somebody say yeah, hallelujah. But I'm so glad that there is a man that sits high and look low. His eyes, the Bible says, go to and fro. He behold the good and the evil. Say yeah.
My name is Pastor Annette Matthews. My church is Refuge Way of the Cross Church of Deliverance. We're located 2111 Edmondson Avenue. We're Pentecostal, so we like to sing, we like to shout, we like to clap.
Lord, it's getting hot up in here.
Go ahead.
You know why it's getting hot? Because Jesus is turning up my fire. Yes! Yes,
Lord. I heard this voice plain as I'm talking to you now. And only thing I can attribute it to is the voice of God. He said, I want you in leadership.
Passion is what pushes you. Amen. Passion is what ignites your flame. Passion is what sends you forth.
Do you remember your first sermon in front of a congregation?
Well, my initial sermon was, believe it or not, fear will destroy you, but faith will deliver you. And that was my sermon because I had such a spirit of fear, low self-esteem. I felt like everybody could do it better than me. I can't do it. What's the purpose? You know, and so that was my first sermon. 2 Timothy 2:7-8. God has not given us a spirit of fear, but one of power, of love, and of a sound mind.
Jesus said, I give you power! I give you power! I give you power! I give you power!
Sometimes they say it's a thankless job, and it's been actually a lonely walk. I have been challenged with my husband in sickness. My husband has been in the nursing facility for the last 4 years. He hasn't been there for me, but I've had to be there for him. And that has led me to question, what is going on? Why? I've been faithful, God, and I've served you, and I just don't understand. And actually, I have not gotten an answer in all of these 23 years. I've never lost a Sunday, but now I am in a place where I can't keep going. I don't have the sufficient help here, so my faith has been tested right in these last couple of years.
How much longer do you predict that you have in this building?
The beginning of 2017. That's the date that I've been given as far as a settlement, because we have had someone to... we've signed contracts that they will purchase the church. However, that does not seem to be going very well. But anyway, we're still here.
What do you think your final sermon is going to be about before you guys leave this building?
Oh, wow. It will probably be, I fought a good fight.
This is heavy for my heart, amen, that today we share in the loving memory of the late Reverend Dr. Rome B. Matthews, the overseer of this church, and my husband. On Tuesday, the Lord called him home. Praise God. So my husband is in good company. Yes. Hallelujah. And I was there every day possible. Leaving from church, you know, and going immediately to the nursing home. And even when I woke up this morning and yesterday, I was saying to myself, I don't know what I'm going to do after church today.
Take your time, Pat.
I don't know what I'm going to do after church because my Sundays have been spent with him.
Jesus.
Help the Lord.
Praise God.
Help the Lord.
Touch the Lord.
Nevertheless, I'm still here.
Gotcha.
But I made the decision a few months ago that I could not continue carrying this heavy load. The load of the church and the ministry and the business aspects of it. And I was finding myself being burnt out. And I didn't want the people who suffer from that. So I made the decision to sell the building and close down the church. But how many know the ministry goes on?
Amen.
Because as I've taught you and told you, and you know for yourself, that it's in us.
Amen.
Praise God.
If you plant a seed, someone else may water that seed, but only God can give the increase. Thank you so much.